We brought you lots of stories about the Shia rebellion in Yemen. Here's a story of one American teenager and her family who are trying to get out of that war. We begin where a correspondent, Gregory Warner, met her on a ferry boat.
The Amiri Red Sea steered into the port of Obok in Djibouti on Thursday morning, having crossed the Gulf of Aden from Yemen the previous night. Usually a daytime touring boat, the vessel traveled at night to avoid coming under fire from Shia rebels. On the top level, the men, in the covered hull, women and girls in black headscarves. Of the nearly 200 refugees aboard, 23 are American, including 16-year-old Rania Aladashi from Dearborn, Michigan.
This boat was awful, like it was shaking all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of cheap, they just gave us anything.
It's not cheap, says her mother, Abba Aljami. It's 25,000 riyals for the 130-mile journey. That's a little over $100. But for her daughter, who's never seen a war up close, this escape felt epic.
We're like Titanic. I was just going to open the... I was singing all the time.
She spent most of the journey singing to herself songs from the movie Titanic.
I showed my sisters the film. That's why they got scared. I showed them in Yemen.
Oh, your sisters saw the Titanic movie.
Yeah, so they saw. They're like, we're going to die like Titanic. And, you know, people were like throwing... It was funny. And scary.
Her family's journey began in Sana'a, the capital, where they were visiting Rania's Yemeni father. When the rebels started bombing the city in late March, they fled to the village with relatives. But then her mom had to figure out how to get out of the country.
We went from villages to villages, from cities to city, in the hot, no electric, no place to stay.
Aljami says she tried to get over the land border to Saudi Arabia, cheaper and safer than a sea passage, but they told her that she and her daughters were not allowed without a male escort. Her husband doesn't have an American passport. He couldn't go with them.
I asked to Saudi Arabia. They said without a guy with me, I cannot go through.
The Saudis sent her and her daughters back to the war zone. She's still furious. Aren't they our allies, she says. And Yemeni Americans say they feel abandoned by America. While other countries have evacuated their citizens, Russia sent an army plane, India sent a navy vessel, the U.S. has declined to use its military to rescue its citizens. The State Department says it's been warning Americans for years not to go to Yemen. Rania remembers the day that the Russian evacuation plane arrived. It took one of her friends in the Quranic school where she's studying.
She's a Russian and they came for her airplane. I got so jealous that day.
She was jealous because the bombing had resumed that day. But she says she can understand why the U.S. says a rescue is too risky. The rebels are deeply anti-American.
So we even get scared to if they're going to see our passports. So we hide them all the time. You know, we can get killed that we're American citizens.
From here, the way home to Michigan should be easier. The U.S. has more than doubled its consular staff in Djibouti to deal with the exodus of hundreds of American citizens, so long as they can find their own way to escape. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Djibouti.